every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chill Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend, so you make her laugh all night and then take her home.
I'm Michelle Franzen. More than 70,000 AT&T customers impacted by a network outage today. That service has since been restored, but the cause? Unknown.
AT&T has apologized for the outages and says it's taking steps to ensure it does not happen again, but the federal government wants to know why this happened.
DHS and the FBI are looking into this as well, working with the tech industry, these network providers.
National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby, the system that handles 911 calls, was affected by the outages. Brian Clark, ABC News.
New concerns over in vitro fertilization in Alabama. Three IVF providers have now paused treatments. That after the state's Supreme Court ruled that frozen embryos are legally children. President Biden met privately in San Francisco with the wife and daughter of Alexei Navalny. The Russian opposition leader died at a Russian prison camp. The president blames Russia's leader for his death and will sign off on new sanctions tomorrow. This is ABC News. Today marks 2 years since Russia invaded Ukraine. Russia has been making gains on the ground. Ukraine says it's due to a shortage of weapons for its troops. A Senate-passed aid package for the Israel and Ukraine is still stalled in Congress. ABC's James Longman is in Kyiv.
A new internal U.S. estimate is revealing Ukraine's military shortages could become catastrophic by spring. In an ABC News exclusive, two U.S. officials describe late March as a critical time if U.S. aid doesn't come through.
Denmark says it will deliver fighter jets to Ukraine by summer. Panda diplomacy is warming up again.
China announcing its Wildlife Conservation Association now has an agreement with the San Diego Zoo and with the Madrid Zoo in Spain to lend the zoo's pandas. Atlanta has been the final U.S. zoo with pandas, but they were set to return to China this year. The Chinese embassy says the country is also negotiating with the National Zoo in Washington to possibly return pandas there as well.
ABC's Alex Stone. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Pacific Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Today is the last day at work for the Wisconsin legislature. A busy assembly floor session today includes a constitutional amendment to keep houses of worship open during public health emergencies. Several other bills are part of the deal Republicans struck with universities of Wisconsin officials, including money for new buildings. More Wisconsin farmers are taking the government up on incentives to try more sustainable practices. Mike Lavender is with the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition. He says that was even before the USDA provided more incentives.
So while this is, of course, accurate and really important to wrap our heads around, there's even newer data that we're getting from Inflation Reduction Act funding demand that it's important to take into account.
The Inflation Reduction Act provides nearly $20 billion for popular conservation programs. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Marquette bounces back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After getting blown out by number one ranked UConn, the Marquette Golden Eagles beat the DePaul Blue Demons by 34 points. The final 105-71. DePaul now 0-15 in conference play. NFL, Matt LaFleur introducing Jeff Hafley today as the Packers' new defensive coordinator, replacing Joe Barry, who's now a linebackers coach with the Miami Dolphins. The Chicago Bears hiring 39-year-old Jennifer King as an assistant running backs coach. She's the first female coach ever hired by the Bears. King was on the Washington Commanders coaching staff last year. And the Brewers have re-signed pitcher Brandon Woodruff to the team. And they've also officially added catcher Gary Sanchez from the Padres. New manager Pat Murphy addressing the clubhouse in Maryvale.
I don't care about what others are saying, how much we're going to win. We're going to win this many games because of this. That's all bullcrap. Doesn't freaking matter. What matters is what? We win tonight.
That's the Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Kenneth David Meyer, age 55, formerly of Park Falls, died unexpectedly on Monday, February 19th, in Windham, Minnesota. He is survived by his wife, Lisa, of Weston, by his children, Devin Meyer of Park Falls, and Brittany Ocker of Weston. Survived also by his grandson, by his father, Ronald Meyer of Park Falls, by two sisters, Wendy Meyer of Park Falls, and Tammy Hantelman of Mankato, Minnesota, survived also by his sister-in-law and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services held at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church in Park Falls on Saturday, February 24th, 11 a.m., Reverend Gwen Downing will officiate. Visitation to be held on Friday, February 23rd, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the church, and on Saturday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Kenneth David Meyer, age 55, formerly of Park Falls. David Jeffrey Walker, age 63, Butternut, died on Sunday, February 18th. With his family by his side. He is survived by his mother, Marion Walker of Butternut, by his daughter, Rachel Modo of Butternut, survived also by three grandchildren, by his long-term girlfriend and mother of his daughter, Linda Place of Butternut, survived also by two sisters, Deborah Metzinger of Butternut and Cindy Neely of South Carolina. Survived also by his sister-in-law and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service held 1 p.m. Saturday, February 24th at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel in Park Falls. Deacon Robert Schinnebeck will officiate. Visitation held on Saturday, February 24th from 12 noon until the hour of the service at the funeral home. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for David Jeffrey Walker, age 63, Butternut. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote. Badgers Den and Phillips is a proud Tall Timbers sponsor and a supporter of the Logger United organization. They wish much success to all Phillips Logger sports teams. And when you're hungry for a great meal, from burgers to fries and steaks, head on over to the Badgers Den in Phillips.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club at BJ's Sport Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. Shop your boat club located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Another spring-like sunny day today with highs flirting with 50 degrees. Winds become breezy tonight as a cold front slides through the state. This may spark some light snow early tomorrow morning, putting down just a trace to around a half an inch. And temperatures cut them in half for Friday. Currently, it's 52.
It's not the same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead and turn it up.
Yeah, but.
98Q Country.
Now scanning the country music.
Bury me in Georgia. I'm a lost cause.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
You left me here with this house. listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Here's to all the late night drunk phone calls that you picked up. Here's to all the bad decisions that you didn't judge. All the love yous and the hate yous and secrets that you told me. Here's to everyone but mostly us. There's a couple billion people in the world and a million other places we could be, but you're here with me. Take a moment just to take it in. It's every high and every low to this. I'm just so glad you exist. Hey, look what I have. It's just us in this room. All the right words at the right time. And you know them cause you know me better than anyone else. We don't need anyone else. There's a couple billion people in the world and a million other places we could be, but you're here with me. Take a moment just to take it in. Cause every high and every low.
Your classics, your country, 98Q Country.
Oh,
Jags and Dean's Fearless here on 98Q Country. And I've got another community event to remind you of happening next Thursday, the 29th. Not today, next Thursday, February 29th, that fabulous leap day. There will be a meeting held at 6 p.m. at the Town Hall on County Road E in Park Falls. The Town of Lake will be hosting a special meeting to discuss the possible sale or lease of 37 acres located on West Buckhorn Road. To whom? A local nonprofit organization. And what will they do with it? They would provide a recreational outlet to benefit the youth of Park Falls and the surrounding areas with a trap slash skeet range, a shooting range, essentially. 37 acres on Buckhorn Road. The meeting to discuss that, please, all are welcome to attend, is happening next Thursday, February 29th at the Town Hall, W8095, County Road E in Park Falls. I can guarantee you, even a week from now, during that meeting, 98Q Country will be pumping out more of today's favorites and yesterday's classics, and so I'm not going to interrupt that now. Towards that end, Tyler Hubbard's Dancing in the Country coming up next. Keith Urban and Carly Pierce featuring Chris Stapleton will finish off three in a row here on 98Q Country, 98.3 FM, WCQM.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer heavy-duty dry cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Swiffer takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper heavy-duty dry cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
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 Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
Here we go.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
Turn it up.
98Q Country.
online at 98qcountry.com.
So low maintenance, don't need no champagne, poppin' entertainment. Take her to Wendy's, can't keep her off me. She wanna dip it like them fries in her frosty. But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta spoil my baby with enough grade. Hey. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one check, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeak, squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. Some Alabama jam, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy like.
Got me your
Morgan Wallen with Eric Church bringing you Man-Made a Bar here on 98Q Country. And hey, stay tuned after I'm gone at the top of the 7 o'clock hour as Jeff Hakenden has the call for Phillips at Rib Lake live boys basketball action here on 98Q Country, your home of local boys basketball and girls basketball, local sports of all kinds, Team Seal hockey, all kinds of things. Tune in to 98Q Country. Sometimes we'll have it on our sister station, 103.1, but you'll always be able to get those local high school sports through the Civic Media app. Rare bonus on top of all the awesome content that's already available through the app. Just tune into 98Q through the right times if you're outside the listening area, and you can still get those local sports. In the meantime, more country music. We've got Nate Smith's Whiskey on You coming up next here on 98.3 FM at the top, or excuse me, the bottom, firmly in the bottom of the 5 o'clock hour.
Park Manor River's Edge is 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides excellent care and rehabilitation to those requiring a short-term rehab stay or long-term care. Their new leadership team would like to invite you to check out some open positions that include sign-on bonus opportunities, competitive wages, and great benefit packages. Start your career path today with a company that also offers on-site nurse aid training and career ladder opportunities. See them at parkmanorwi.com or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor, River's Edge. One company, one team.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
Progressive presents advice on new teen drivers.
You know, the hardest part about teaching your teen to drive is the chafing from the seatbelt. But the best part is the grip strength you build in your knuckles. Okay, now let's pull out of the driveway.
Here's another tip. Offset a chunk of the cost of adding a teen to your insurance with Progressive's Teen Driver Discount and get a break from the break. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Another spring-like sunny day today with highs flirting with 50 degrees. Winds become breezy tonight as a cold front slides through the state. This may spark some light snow early tomorrow morning, putting down just a trace to around a half an inch. And temperatures cut them in half for Friday. Currently, it's 52.
I would like to introduce to you all...
Hey, it's Nate Smith. You set my world on fire.
Dylan Scott.
That's the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine.
The best. 98Q Country.
Cut a little loose, you can move that.
online at 98QCountry.com.
Yeah.
was Carly Pearce featuring Chris Stapleton with We Don't Fight Anymore. Tyler Hubbard, Dancing in the Country, started that three in a row. And in the middle was Keith Urban with Wasted Time. Got a next Peaceful Gathering meal to tell you about. Thursday, February 29th, the Peaceful Gathering is a free meal and all are welcome. The meal is served family style at 5:30 p.m. in the basement of Peace Lutheran Church on 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls. There will be handicap parking and an elevator available at the north entrance of the church. All of this is info. If you've got any questions about it, that is, please contact the church at 715-762-4541. That's next Thursday, the next Peaceful Gathering meal. It's free and all are welcome. More country music coming to you here on 98Q Country. Nate Smith's Whiskey on You will lead off the next three in a row that we sneak in before the top of the 6 o'clock hour. Here on 98.3 FM, WCQM.
KFC's new smashed potato bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new smashed potato bowl for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax tip and fees extra.
Navage provides quick, drug-free nasal relief this time of year when everyone is sick. Navage helps by sucking out germs, bacteria, and viruses trapped in our noses that cause us to feel miserable. And come allergy season, it does the same with dust, pollen, and other allergens. And unlike medications that can take time to help, Navage helps treat congestion symptoms in seconds flat. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We're all about good people with good hearts, delivering great care. It's what we do. It's who we are. And it's everything we believe in. So no matter what life is throwing at you or your community, you can count on Aspirus to be here for you. For good. Look to Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
It's happening now. Folks across the Midwest are rushing to save big money at Menards and get 11% off everything.
Now that I think about it, my recording studio does need a bit of an upgrade. I better hurry up and finish this read.
Hurry in to get started on those big projects and save big money with 11% off everything at Menards. Savings are mail-in rebate in the form of an in-store merchandise credit check. See store for details.
Honey, I'm heading out to Menards.
Smart Construction of Kennan does all residential and commercial construction and is a proud supporter and sponsor of the Logger United Sports Booster Club.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few flurries around late and lows in the upper teens. Still some flurries and clouds around tomorrow morning, then some clearing for the afternoon. Cooler day with highs in the mid-20s. Sunshine, breezy, and a high to the mid-30s Saturday, low 40s by Sunday. Currently, it's 47 degrees.
Because it's funny.
I really like that because it exposes me to new music.
It's because it makes you feel something.
98Q Country.
Now I've wasted a paycheck on whiskey and long necks ever since you left trying to figure this out.
I was very young. She told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me. When I got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish. My uncle taught me how to drink. Well, I went to California, and I had me a band. And we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night, and we drank for free, all of my boys and me.